the song, and thank goodness, because it says Guardians. That's going to help me out a little bit. But it is Thursday, and that means Thursday morning at 8:20, we are going to talk baseball, Cleveland Guardians baseball. And with us this morning is Bobby DiBiasio. And so excited to have you back on with us, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Pam. It's wonderful to be back doing this. Look forward, Rosie and I, to chat baseball with you all season long, and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we were just talking off the air because I told you about my slip up at 5:30 this morning. You know, I said the Indians word, and now we have a little jar in the studio, but you guys are kind of doing the same thing, aren't you?
We are. I put a vase in our atrium of our office building, and anybody who says Indians has to put a dollar in there for Cleveland Guardians charities, and it's starting to fill up, as you could imagine. And after all these years, it's not easy, but we're getting there. And as I mentioned to you, the word tribe is a little tougher to get out of my brain than Indians, and Guardians has flowed pretty easily. It's tribe is the tough one.
Yeah, me but, too. Me too. I agree.
Go through it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there, though.
A rose by any other name, right? It's still Cleveland baseball. We're looking forward to the season. A week from today, right? Shane Bieber takes the mound, and we'll get started 15 days from now, our home opener on Friday, April 15th. So coming quick.
Yeah. So is Shane officially our opening day pitcher then?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm letting anything out of the bag. I don't know if Tito, but I think Tito said the other day in his daily presser that anyone who knows us would understand that it's Shane is our man. Cy Young Award winner, and he's healthy. It's his to have the honor of pitching on opening day.
Well, and while we're on the topic of players, let's talk about Jose Ramirez. I mean, you know, everybody's got their eyeballs on that, and, you know, slow go on this process, but, you know, Indian Guardian fans really, really want this to happen. You know, they want to get it done, right?
Oh, absolutely. So do we. The happiest people will be his teammates. If this does indeed happen, it was interesting. Last night, a reporter tweeted it out, which started getting everybody else involved, that there were discussions. And let's just hope, you know, it takes two to tango. Let's hope all gets done the way we all want it. But the happiest people will be his teammates in that clubhouse.
So as we move into next week, first game, official game, will be Thursday. And, you know, Hammy and Jim will get to travel with the team, and all that stuff's back to normal, right?
Yep, back to normal. And, you know, they've been out in Arizona from day one when the lockout ended, and doing their thing and enjoying just getting back into the clubhouse. I know the media, Mandy Bell, who writes for MLB.com, and Paul Hoynes, obviously, for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, and a number of others who cover us, were now able to get back into the clubhouse and begin those relationships that they've had, or rekindle those relationships that they've had with our staff and our players. And the sense of normalcy, as slow as it has been, feels real good.
Yeah, good to see everybody face-to-face for sure. Let's talk about opening day at home. It's a night game, which I find to be very exciting. That's awesome.
That's rare.
Yeah.
It's absolutely rare that we it's going to be our first night home game with actually fans in the stands. We had a night opener with cardboard cutouts in 2020, but the last night home opener for us, I think, was 1995, coming out of the strike We tried that ill-fated, or baseball tried that ill-fated replacement player thing at the beginning of 1995. So we opened at night. So, but it's very rare. And certainly with an opponent from the National League, the San Francisco Giants, that's never happened before. So some unique issues popping up as we open our home schedule.
So tickets, there. You guys have a deal going on too with tickets, right? You can still get some tickets.
Yeah, we just felt that it was important to just thank our fans with all that has been happening with us over the course of the last few years. Again, cardboard cutouts and not a full season in 2021 and partial capacities. And now that we're back, let's offer a free ticket. Anybody who buys a ticket for opening day, you get a one-for-one deal. You know, Guardians.com is the place to go to get all those details. And there's still some seats left for our opener in 15 days. So you get a little extra bonus for joining us on Friday, April 15th.
I've also had a lot of people wondering what happened or is going to happen with John Adams.
John is still not up to physically being able to get to the ballpark. It's been a rough road for John. Curtis Danberg, who you know in our office, our VP of communications, visits with John regularly. And, you know, so we're in touch with John and talk to him often. It's just sadly and unfortunately, he's just not physically able to leave the house and get to the ballpark. So,
And I guess
the sounds will be different at the ballpark.
Yeah. And I also think people were wondering if the drum was something that would go with Guardians as it went with, you know, the other team.
Well, I think the drum is more associated to John than anything else.
Okay.
You know, and so without him, I just don't think we try to recreate something that was manifested all on its own by a super fan. Just don't try to recreate that sort of thing that was special to John and unique to John. When he's physically able to get to the ballpark, we'll welcome him, obviously, as everyone will. We hope that day comes soon.
Yeah. Well, next week we'll talk to Rosie as we get ready for the opener. And then the day before the home opener, we'll talk to you.
Yeah.
So we'll get all the scoop on all the plans for opening day. Sound good?
Sounds awesome. Yeah, we can't quite share what's going on Friday quite yet, but next week for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
Thank you, Pam. Take care. Go Guardians.